In our call to worship today, I've been going through and reviewing again the references to grace in 1st and 2nd Peter. In our month of January, we spent the first several services dealing with the theme for this year, and that is growing in grace. Have you forgotten? We're in February. I know that's been a long time ago. But I want to just kind of review these because I think it's important for us to understand what grace is. Whenever Peter finished his letter in the first epistle, he said, "By Silvanus," verse 12 of chapter 5, "a faithful brother unto you, as I suppose I have written briefly, exhorting and testifying that this is the true grace of God wherein ye stand." Now, what is he referring to? This is the true grace of God. Well, he's talking about everything that he shared in the letter. And we don't have time to go back through all the things that he touched on, but he touched on things relative to salvation. He talked about the measure of grace that God has given to us, the manifold grace of God. He's spoken to us that God has given grace to the humble. He touches on the second coming of the Lord. There are many things that Peter touches on, and he says the sum total of what I've written about is part of and is the true grace of God wherein ye stand. Do you realize that the Word of God is God's grace to us? Sometimes we have a tendency to think of grace as this ethereal thing that God does for His children, and we really can't describe it. It's kind of hard to do. But in reality, every good gift that God has given to us is part of His grace. And He said, "This letter that I have written unto you is the true grace of God wherein ye stand." We are to understand that the gift of the Bible to us is part of His grace. He has not done like religious leaders have done in this world. Whenever they've departed, they've left pictures of themselves and they've talked about themselves. The Lord Jesus has given us everything we need to live the Christian life here upon this earth. And He's told us about what life's going to be like when we stand in His presence one day, and how glorious and how wonderful. And all of it is His grace, every bit of it. And so I want to encourage you, are you standing in the grace? Are you standing in the grace this morning? Are you spending time with God in His grace and the words that He shared with us? If you're not, then you're using the grace of God in vain. God's given the grace. You've got the opportunity to study your Bible, to enrich yourself with His grace. And if you don't do that, you're failing of the grace of God. You're using it in vain. And so God help us this day as we've gathered together in this place to not use the grace of God in vain, but to take to heart the things that are going to be shared with us today about Thailand, the things that will be shared from God's Word from Brother Nichols. I hope that you'll receive the grace of God that He's given to us.